heroin, synthetic opioids like fentanyl, and painkillers have been getting a lot of attention in recent years. What hasn't gotten as much focus is methamphetamine use. A former division head at the Drug Enforcement Administration recently told Yahoo Finance that meth is still the largest problem across the country. He said, quote, "It's really, really out of control." Here in Wisconsin, meth was involved in about 6% of cases at the state crime labs in 2010. Last year, it more than tripled to 20% of that number. That's more than heroin and fentanyl combined. And it's especially a big problem in western Wisconsin. Brent Walk is the Polk County Sheriff. Sheriff Walk, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
Well, you're on the front lines there. Can you tell us what you're seeing in your communities?
Well, it's a day-to-day battle to combat the methamphetamine problem in northwest Wisconsin. And, you know, we're doing a lot of things. As you know, we've always been a higher number county for stats on meth. And a lot of that is largely because we try to always attack the problem. And, you know, with that, you generate a lot of numbers, and that kind of sometimes has a shock value. But we're also doing some innovative things to treat the back end of the problem, and I'd like to get into some of that maybe with you as well.
Let's go right there. What are you trying to do to deal with maybe the roots of this problem?
Well, we know it's generational. We see it now. I've got 24 years in law enforcement, so I'm starting to see a second generation of the same family deal with meth in our county. One of the things, we had a county board resolution on a meth initiative a year ago, and with that they funded taking over the county's CJCC program. It's Criminal Justice Collaborating Council, and that gets all the stakeholders involved at a sit-down once a month, and we try to come up with ways to treat the meth problem on the backside through, like, treatment court, through jail programs, and, you know, not just looking to go out and arrest, but actually to find a way to combat this problem so we don't see the constant recidivism in the people returning to jail over and over and over for the meth problems.
So you said it's a generational problem. So a kid grows up in a family where addiction to meth or other drugs is a problem, and they're likely, more likely maybe, to end up in that same situation?
Absolutely. And we're embracing the DEC, the Drug Endangered Children programs in our county here, which is something that, you know, years ago when we served a drug search warrant, our goal was to get that contraband. And oftentimes, you know, there'd be kids in these houses, and you wouldn't arrest the mother, so she was there to watch the kids. And now we do immediately work with our child protection resources, and we remove the children right on site from the search warrant if we find methamphetamine and it is accessible to the children and things like that. So we really take that approach. When we find some meth, we'll measure how high it is off the ground, and could a toddler reach that? We really try to document where we find it and even look at that angle of it.
You mentioned addiction treatment resources. Are there enough resources to meet the needs of the people in your community and other counties in western Wisconsin?
There are not. And that is the largest hurdle in all of this. One is cost. And treatment, as you know, is very expensive. And ultimately, treatment is the key to some of these addiction problems. And, you know, we have a drug court program that is very successful. But part of the prerequisite to get in drug court is you cannot be a violent offender. And unfortunately, meth creates violence. And in some of our more violent calls and violent circumstances surround the use of methamphetamine. So that's another hurdle, is to find somebody we can get in treatment court that doesn't have the violence associated with it.
I've seen other law enforcement officials in your part of the state say a lot of the crime that happens in our community, even if it's not directly a drug crime, it's related to meth. Is that something you're seeing too?
It is, and we're in a part of the state where we have a lot of property crime. We have burglaries, we have thefts, and it's largely affiliated with that drug game, that they're fueling their habit by stealing things, and it really is a web of dysfunction.
Talking to Brent Walk, the sheriff of Polk County, about methamphetamine. It is a big problem, though it doesn't get quite as much attention as opioids of various sorts, heroin and fentanyl and the like. And Sheriff Walk, why do you think that is? Why do you think that the opioids are so much on our radar, a real problem for sure, but so much more so than meth is?
Well, ultimately, with the opioids and the heroin, you end up having a lot of overdose deaths, and that shocks a community. Meth is very nuisance related. We have a lot of theft. We have a lot of property crimes. We also have some, you know, domestic crime violent type crimes. You know, you get a lot of disorderly situations pertaining to meth, but I don't think it shocks the public as much as the heroin and the opioid crisis has. So I think it's largely been that has overshadowed the meth problem. But you know, meth is the big issue in Northwest Wisconsin. The opioid issue has not had a large impact. We see a little bit of it, but we don't see a lot. Nothing like what we see in southern Wisconsin.
Now, I know you're not a doctor, but while meth doesn't have that instant fatal overdose problem that we associate with heroin, I'm sure you see long-term health problems for those who you see using meth.
Yes, and, you know, as the sheriff here, I frequently am sending out mug photos, and there are times we'll send out a mug photo and we'll have a list of what the person looked like 10 years ago when they were arrested for a minor crime, and now, you know, after using meth, I mean, these people, it ages them so much, they look so rough. It really does take a toll on a person, and I'm sure everybody has seen those before and after pictures, and it is the harsh reality of using meth.
Let's talk a little bit about production and distribution. It wasn't that long ago in parts of Wisconsin, parts of Michigan, I know you'd see at rest stops and truck stops signs of what to watch out for in the woods, watching for meth labs, things like that. It seems like that's not necessarily how meth is getting out there as much anymore.
Right. And, you know, it's interesting. I'll give the legislators a lot of credit for this. They regulated Sudafed, and that's what essentially, you know, curtailed all the labs because the key essential ingredient, pseudoephedrine, was no longer accessible. You had to go to a pharmacy to get it and sign your name in a book. It wasn't sold at every gas station. And I give the legislators a lot of credit for that because they took some initiative and it worked. So ultimately, our meth comes from the Twin Cities. We're geographically located about, you know, we're a border county, and the Twin Cities is just across the border. So that's where our meth comes from, and that is largely, you know, we can talk border security in this country, but ultimately the meth is coming in from the southern border of the United States.
Are there things other things you could see at the state or federal level that would help you on either end of this problem, the supply side of things, the treatment side of things, anywhere across the board?
Well, you know, this is a complex problem, and there's not one easy solution. And we try to get our community involved, and we get everybody involved at the table to discuss this. But ultimately, treatment is expensive. You know, we need treatment alternatives, and they need funding for that. You know, it's not one quick fix. Obviously, tighter border security and the regulation of illegal drugs coming across our border is a big part of that. But the fact is, you know, America has an appetite for this, and it's supply-demand. So if you can cut the supply, you know, certainly that's going to help reduce our cases. But, you know, meth, it's an addiction problem. And ultimately, you know, we got to find a way to break that chain of dysfunction.
When we talk about opioid addiction, it really seems to cut across demographics, age, race, urban-rural, like everybody seems to be at risk. Do you see something similar with meth, or is it targeting one particular demographic?
Well, that's what's so interesting about meth is I have watched people that were successful businessmen, middle-aged. I've seen successful people that were in farming. There hasn't been any unique class of people, and once they try meth, it's like their life is completely out of control and spiraling out of control within 6 months. And it isn't just young kids. This is people of all ages that try it. And it is so detrimental once they start using.
Time for a quick call. Adam is with us in La Crosse. Adam, hi.
Hi. I'm just sitting with a group listening to this conversation. And as we were listening to it, we heard the whole county officer speak about how they're taking care of things on the back end of the situation. So me and a few others, we're kind of shocked as to why you would take care of the back end more so than focus on the front end, as in preventing the problem, which, you know, as we listen to the conversation further, would also lessen the cost of treatment programs and all those other ancillary costs.
Adam, thanks for the call. So you were talking about treatment, Brent. What is out there when it comes to prevention, trying to help make sure people don't start to begin with?
Well, with Adam's question there, I think that's a great question, and I think the answer for that is we've always attacked the front end of this, and we always will. But we're learning we cannot arrest our way out of this problem. We need to have a system in place to deal with all these addicts. And yes, we go out and we aggressively arrest. We've added another canine position in the last year, which is a very effective tool on detecting and locating narcotics while we're working. But ultimately, We've always attacked the front, and we always will, but we've now started to look at how can we make it so we're not arresting the same people over and over and over. We got to find a way to get something on the backside.
Adam, thanks for the call. And Sheriff Walker, in our last few moments as we wrap up, do you have a message for people in communities affected by meth? How can everyday people help turn this around?
Well, I think they can turn it around by, you know, paying close attention to their communities. And when they see what they believe is a drug house, to tip their law enforcement off and to be vigilant. I love community meetings when communities get together and try to come up with solutions for this. And that's ultimately what it's going to take to solve this problem.
Sheriff Walk, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thank you.
That's Brent Walk, Polk County Sheriff. We talked with him about the growing use of methamphetamines in Wisconsin, especially western and northwestern Wisconsin. About 20% of drug cases at the state crime labs involved meth, up from around 6% in 2010. Authorities say a lot of the meth today is coming from Mexico and the West Coast. Is this a problem you're seeing in your community? You can share your story, what you're seeing. You can tweet us at Central Time WPR, or you can always email ideas@WPR.org. Let us know how this problem is affecting you, your neighborhood, and your town.